Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. And it's recording.
Okay. Hi, everyone. So today we are talking about navigating adult friendships in your 30s. And I feel like that's something that I personally do on a daily basis, because as you get older and then you just change from being a child to an adult, I think navigating adult friendships can sometimes be like really hard to do. And I feel like personally, I've gone through like this whole process of my friends being more important than my family to what it is now. And I always like laugh about it, because whenever I read all these like memes about adult friendships, it's so funny and so true. So before we start this podcast off, I wanted to share two of them with you. One of them is, adult friendships is two people saying, "I haven't seen you in forever. We should really meet up more," over and over again until one of you dies. And I feel like it's so true. Like, I do this all the time with my friends. And then I recently sent some of my friends this one too. It says, "By age 33, you should have 5 friends you've only seen in 2 years, confusion about how much money you should really be spending on your skincare routine, and an air fryer that's replaced the oven."
That's hilarious.
I feel
because
like
I have like all of those.
Yeah, same. I'm like, oh my God, this is so relatable. So we're not the only ones going through this. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are in the same boat as us. But, you know, like, even from the beginning, I remember like when I was in even high school, I think high school is probably as far back as I can go, saying like, this was like the time in my life where all I wanted to do was spend time with my friends. Like, I had a friend, and actually even in middle school, one of my best friends, even until this day, she's like one of my oldest childhood best friends. I would literally wake up and I would call her, and I would call and her parents would answer and they would know it was me. I would just be her like alarm clock in the morning. And then there was this other summer where I spent like a whole 3 months just hanging out with my friends, and that was all that we did. We completely ignored our families. We just hung out all the time. And I feel like having had that level of friendship to like what it is now, where of course like life gets in the way and everybody gets busy and people have jobs and kids, it's just such a drastic change that sometimes navigating how to be friends and remain friends with like your friends that you had from like back when as an adult. Steph, do you feel similar?
I do. And funny enough, like my closest friends that I have right now are friends that I've had for almost my entire life. I was like doing the math.
I love that.
It's been 20 plus years for at least 2 of my closest friends. And we have been through so much together and have still kept in touch along the way as life changes. Cause life does change, you know, like we went from being in middle school and elementary school together and, you know, kind of just like hanging out and having all of that time together and really not having any interruption because you're just so carefree when you're that young, to high school and navigating those changes. And then, you know, when we graduated, we all went to different colleges, but we still kept in touch. And now, as women in our 30s, you know, some of us have families, you know, the few of them are single. And so it's just kind of like, now life is so different, but we still stay connected. But it's still like, it's completely different than what it was. And I think that's okay, though. It's just about like navigating how to stay as connected as you possibly can through those changes. I think that's been the most important thing as someone in their 30s, trying to make sure that I maintain those friendships while also carrying on with my life, because, you know, life happens. You just have to.
Yeah, I think for me, navigating that, like going from my friends being my family to like what it is now, has obviously had its ups and downs. And I am guilty of also going through this phase. Like, when life finally started to change, I was like, you know, why are these people like not hanging out with me as much? Or, you know, I'm sure like other people felt the same way about me. And I think it's such a natural progression to have, like, because like I said, like, your friends mean everything, and then slowly life starts getting in the way and you start to drift apart. But I don't think like it has to be that intense. Like as an adult now in my 30s, I feel like I've really stuck to my friends who I've known since I was a child. And I guess you have had the same experience, but I know a lot of people might not have that because it's just very rare to be able to maintain those friendships. And I truly count my blessings that I have had that in my life. And I think like what really resonates with me and something that I think about often is that your childhood friends, as you get older, become so much more important to you as an adult. Because as an adult, you just don't have time to make new friends and invest the insane amount of time that you had to spend in like your middle school or your child or high school, even college. Like you had no responsibilities. Like everybody was carefree. Everybody was on the same level. And all you did was hang out with each other. And those deep, deep bonds that you create with like people that you've known from your childhood, I feel like are almost like,
it's hard to replicate.
Unattainable. Yeah, it's like unattainable. Yeah. Like it's kind of like a unicorn friendship, let's say. Like, yes, it might happen, but not unicorns are not real. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's just such like a magical thing if this happens in your childhood, which doesn't happen for many people, myself included. I think it's just really hard for me to like go and find a new friend right now and like have them become like my best friends, like the ones I have since childhood. Like it's, for me, it's just like completely impossible because there's so many moving parts to my life. And then as you get older, you just appreciate your childhood friends that much more because like you said, you've been through thick and thin together. And exactly. They know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah, no, totally. And like for me, I'm out and about in Dallas and I'm meeting so many awesome new people, but it does take so much time and commitment.
And effort, yes.
To like really create the kind of level of friendship that you have with people that you've known for years and years and years. So
yeah. And then even you might have the intention to do it, right? But like life gets in the way. Maybe it might be from your end once, but it could be from their end once. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's really hard to like find that now. But I guess I want to also touch a little bit on like how to navigate adult friendships and like what kind of expectations we set for our friends in our 30s. And then also how have we maintained friendships with our childhood friends or our friends that we've known for so long as adults. Something that's been really important to me is giving my friends grace and then looking for friends that give me grace too, because you know, life just gets in the way. And I think having really high expectations from people is just not the vibe for me. I feel like if somebody makes me feel pressured, like, you know, sometimes you have to cancel plans or sometimes things come up. And even though you intend to meet them, you know, you're tired. Like I have friends who like we literally have dinner plans. And then sometimes we call each other and be like, listen, I'm just really tired. I would love to see you, but I'm absolutely exhausted. And you know what? Each of us just understands. It's not like about, you know, let me just now feel bad about myself because this person canceled on me. I think you have to like level with your friends and understand that life just sometimes gets in the way. Or like I have friends that I've known for my whole life and we live in different countries, different states, and like we never talk to each other, but then like whenever we see each other, we pick up right where we left off. And I don't have like expectations of them like calling me every week or FaceTiming every week. Like I completely understand that people have their lives to live, and I naturally gravitate towards those people more too, because I feel like I give my friends grace and the friends that give me grace as an adult, I definitely gravitate towards too.
For me, I only have friends who understand that there are so many components to my life as a mother of three, as a wife, as a business owner, as someone who likes to travel, someone who's meeting new people all the time. Like my closest friends don't care. Like if we cancel plans or if we say we're going to do something and then we don't end up doing it, or maybe we don't talk to each other for over a month, it's not a big deal. And those are my people. And that's how I know that I have like such a really good circle of friends around me, because it's really not a big deal if something happens and we can't get together.
Exactly.
Because we know that we're still friends regardless. Anyone, I don't think I have the capacity to be close to anyone who would be annoyed by something as trivial as like life happening and getting in the way, you know?
Yeah, totally. That is, yeah, that is like such a minuscule thing. I know. And especially I'm sure as a mom too, like you have to really protect your time, right? Like as an adult, you have to protect your time because you're pulled in so many different directions. If somebody's just making you feel like shit just because you canceled on them, and they can't understand, like, I totally get that. Because I'm not one of those people either, because, you know, it's like, treat others how you want to be treated. And sometimes I feel like I need the grace. Like, when I moved to Austin, I was going through stuff mentally, like, I was really down. And, you know, I feel like I was really flaky at that point in my life with a lot of my friends. And I think the ones that really stuck with me were the ones that totally realized, even without me actually telling them what was going on, they kind of just gave me that grace. You know, like I always wanted to meet people and have the intentions to do it. But when it came down to it, for some reason, like I just wasn't, like my mind just wasn't right. Like I would just feel like I just can't go and like exert myself in like a different environment right now. And even though like I didn't say that to a lot of my friends and I was just being flaky, I think they kind of just understood and left me alone. And I like appreciate them so much for it, because sometimes, you know, it's just, sometimes it can be unsaid too, but you just have to understand that it's not that the person's bad or they're trying to make you feel a certain way. I think it's just like, you know, sometimes people are going through things in their life and you just have to give them the space to just be and figure it out, because that's just life.
Yeah. And like I had a friend who was going through a major life change and she didn't really want to get out or do anything. And she was not wanting to respond or not wanting to get together. And so I understood. But at the same time, I really challenged her to get out. Like I felt like getting out and reconnecting with myself and our other college friend would be good for her. And so I think having those people who also challenge you is also really important. I also think that maybe canceling the plans is okay, but I do feel like making that effort is so important. And I think that's a huge component, kind of like what we're talking about, of maintaining friendships, like going above and beyond to make the effort. So if we have plans canceled multiple times, then we all kind of come together and just say, okay, girl, I hadn't seen you in months. You know, get your ass together. You know, we need to get together. And I have those friends and I love that, because we can kind of sense and feel like maybe when it's been too long, and then we'll all figure it out. So look at your calendar, figure out the days. Everybody throws out some dates and then we go from there to really be intentional about that time. I think it's important to respect the boundary and understand that life happens, but I also think it's equally as important to really be intentional with how much time you want to spend with your friends and being intentional about maintaining that connection and that relationship, because you can't really maintain a friendship if you know, just never connect. Then you'll eventually drift apart.
I also think like sometimes it's hard to meet physically, but like the way some of my friends and I stay in touch, and these are people that live in different countries or different states, is, you know, we always make time to FaceTime. I have two of my best friends. One lives in New York, the other one lives in Canada, and we just FaceTime, like if not every week, then every other week. We just say, okay, well, every Sunday, we're just going to FaceTime for an hour, you know, just catch up. And we talk about nothing. But, you know, sometimes those are the best conversations. And then I have another group of friends. One of them lives in Arizona. One lives in Hungary. One's in Switzerland. And we literally just have a meme group going on, like, Instagram. We send each other the stupidest memes all day long. We don't even have a conversation. But it's just a way to like stay in touch. You know what I mean? We're just like laughing about stupid memes, or it's just like, you know, random things that you can do to like connect with people and stay close to people. Like it. And then we all obviously understand, like, you know, we're not always going to have the time to like talk to each other, but this is just like a very small way to like stay connected. But then again, I have other friends who I like never speak to. And then whenever I see them, it's just like we pick up right where we left off. And of course, I totally understand what you're saying. Like you have to obviously like see your friends. And then, for example, like important life events for me, right? Like if I really truly care about somebody, I will drop anything and everything to be there for them. Like, for example, like their birthday. I love to make my friends feel special on their birthday. I think like that's something nice to do for your friends. Or like weddings, of course, or baby's birth or their kids' birthdays or baby showers, whatever it might be, like something that's a very important life event to them. I always try to make sure that I'm there, even if we don't have to see each other all the time.
Yeah, totally. Like this Sunday, this will post on a Sunday and I'll be driving to a birthday party. I have a like my best college friend moved. We all still live in the DFW Metroplex, but we live on complete opposite ends. So it takes me over an hour, maybe an hour and a half sometimes to get to her. So I hate making that drive and we usually meet halfway, but you know, she's having a birthday party for her daughter and she's turning 4. And so Zoe and I are going to go and celebrate. And it's just like one of those things that you make the time, you make the effort, even though the distance is not ideal. It's better than like having to catch a flight, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You just kind of make the time.
Yeah, exactly. I totally get that. I also think like sometimes it's just really difficult to be able to see each other all the time. So like even if you're doing like small things like sending people texts like whenever you think about them. Like the other day I was thinking about one of my friends saying something really funny to me that they said like weeks ago and I was still like laughing about it. So I just sent them a text like, hey, I'm thinking of you. And we had like a little laugh about it. You know what I mean? It's just like little things that you can do too.
Yeah. And I love checking on my friends. So like if I haven't talked to you in a while, I just, you know, hey, how are you?
Yeah,
goes
exactly.
A long way sometimes.
Exactly. You have to like make them feel special, just like how you want to be made to feel special.
Yeah. Have you ever had to let go of an adult friend? I personally have. And so I'm kind of curious about if you have as well.
Yes, I have. And that's something that was really difficult for me. I think adult friend breakups are really hard because, you know, this person was in my life for a very, very long time. And things happened and we just, you know, there was a time in my life where I was like, okay, well, this person is just not the person for me. And I think at a certain point, I just realized that it was just time to let go because maybe we were friends for a season of life where we each like needed each other, but then we kind of just like grew apart. And I think it was okay. And I know that for me was probably one of the hardest pills to swallow because that was like my first adult friend breakup. And I think I've just had like a couple, but I think like I don't personally ever think that they are bad people. I just feel like we kind of like grew apart.
And same.
I think that that's completely okay. And I wish them the best of luck. I have no malicious intent towards them. And I just think like, you know, sometimes life pulls you in different directions. And sometimes people come together at a certain point in their lives where they are, you know, in the same kind of life together. And then your life kind of drifts apart and then you drift apart and you evolve as a person. And then maybe you're not compatible with the person. You know, so in that sense, like I don't wish ill upon them. I wish them the best. They were amazing. I cherish the memories that we had because we had amazing memories together, but it was also time for me to let go. And I think that for me was like very, very difficult to accept. But over time, I've made my peace with it.
Yeah, I've gone through similar. I had a friend that I was very close to all throughout like high school and even college. And then some even post-college, like I remember being there for her after she had her first child and I was at her wedding and all of that. And then like, I don't know, I think I just kind of evolved as a person. I just kind of started realizing like, we're not on the same page. We're very different people. And I let that relationship go. And I just, like you said, there's no hard feelings about it. I think that it's really interesting how we evolve as people. You know, I think every person in our life serves a purpose and has a season. And yes. Sometimes I think back on like all the different seasons of life. Like you go through your childhood relationships, you go through your young adult relationships, and now we're getting older and we're evolving as people. And it's really interesting to see like who can evolve with you and who has to be left behind, and learning that it's okay to let people go, I think is a really important part of growing as an adult, as a young adult. Because sometimes we try to hold on to relationships that no longer serve us and end up doing ourselves a disservice.
I completely agree, because sometimes those types of friendships can be really draining, can be really toxic, can be negative to yourself. And as an adult, I think you have to protect your time because time is so precious and limited. You know, so if something's not serving you, if a person is not serving you, and of course, like, it's not just me. I'm sure some people have felt like that about me in their lives, you know, and it's okay. Like, I think, like you said, there are seasons of life where you kind of are together in life, and then there are seasons in life where you drift apart, and I think it's completely fine. Like, that's just a part of life, and it shouldn't harbor, like, any kind of negative feelings. I think this was something really hard for me to do. And just as advice, I think like you shouldn't be putting your happiness in someone else's hands. Like you shouldn't let somebody else's behavior bring you down, right? Like if, for example, like if somebody even decides not to be friends with you, just wish them well and go your separate ways, because ultimately the only person that can make you happy is you. So just find people that make you happy, that lift you up, that keep you supported, and people that actually make you better or make you want to be a better person. So going back to maintaining friendships with the most amazing people that you know in your life, I think one of the things that Steph and I both like to do is travel. I think that's how Steph and I also became really good friends, was just taking these girls' trips. And we used to have the best time. You guys, you have to see Steph on Bourbon Street with a whistle.
Oh my god, out of her mind.
I feel like I will never forget that.
I love New Orleans. Yes.
There good you go. Times. Yeah, good
time.
We got kicked out of
a couple of places with our whistles.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I couldn't stop blowing it.
Time. We had the absolute best time, and really those are such cherished memories for me. But yeah, I mean, I think I really like taking girls' trips. Like when I was really sad when I moved to Austin, the only trip I took was to see two of my best friends, and I just went to California and like completely disconnected. And I just went to them and like looked for comfort in this time. And we didn't really even speak about how I was sad, but they just kind of like brought me up and comforted me just by being themselves. You know what I mean? So I so cherish times like that. And then even right now, I'm going to go see two of my best friends. I'm really looking forward to it. We've already said you need to prepare your livers because it's going down.
Oh my gosh.
We're planning on going to like a drag show. It's going to be awesome.
That's great. Yeah. No, I go to Mexico every year with a few of my really close friends that I've had for years and years and years. So we've already been this year one time. We went earlier this year in 2022. And I'm hoping we can get at least maybe one more trip in, because that would be amazing. Because Mexico is like such a quick hop from Dallas.
I know.
You know?
Steph, we need to go on a trip. I know we talk about this all the time too.
Let's go, girl. I'm always ready.
I know. Look at us just making a plan.
Yeah. I got to get these kids situated and then let me know, girl.
Yeah, let's do it. So yeah, I mean, I think this was a fun episode. I think this was something I really think a lot of people go through in life, because we're all at that age now where our families and lives are starting to take over and like friends are taking a back seat. And I think that's definitely new and uncharted territory for a lot of us.
I think you just have to really own and understand that you go through different phases of life and be totally at peace with that.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat. We're all going through the same experiences. If you want to chat more about it, DM us on our Instagram all of our social media is going to be in the show notes. We really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please, if you're enjoying this podcast, please, please, please review and rate and share. It totally helps us out so much, and we'd be forever grateful. And yeah, we'll see you guys next Sunday.
See you next Sunday. Thanks for listening.